Des Cahill's here with the sports news. Morning, Des.
Yeah, good morning to you, Gavin. Well, Manchester United's slim hopes of winning the English Premier League faded last night. They could only draw 0-0 at Crystal Palace. They've gone three games in a row now without scoring. After a drab encounter at a foggy Selhurst Park, the result leaves second place United 14 points adrift of league leaders Manchester City. The former United defender Gary Neville, unimpressed.
I did a little warn, I have to say that, you know, obviously we know the fans aren't in the stadium, we know there's been a lot of football, but they did really look lethargic tonight and well off it. The body language just looked really drained. And, you know, I thought that, you know, progress in the last few weeks had been made in the sense that they would, you know, cement that second place by picking up 3 points at places like Crystal Palace, obviously Sheffield United at home and West Brom, but they're now making it really hard for themselves. And if you were Liverpool and Chelsea watching that tonight and they play tomorrow night, you were thinking, right, we're in with the right chance because they look leggy. So Manchester United have got to find something from somewhere. There was no sort of urgency at the end of the game. You expect United to be throwing everything at it, but not even off the bench, really. You expected even some of the young lads to come on, just do something, try and win the game, take a chance, take a risk. But there was almost a fear that maybe that Crystal Palace could go on counter-attacks. It wasn't a good night for United. You can't have too many performances like that. I've always said in the past when maybe Louis van Gaal was the manager or Jose Mourinho was the manager, you can win, you can lose, you can draw, but you can't be boring. And that was boring tonight watching that.
They prepare to play Manchester City. Now, Leicester City could have leapfrogged United into second place, but they could only manage a 1-1 draw at Burnley. Vidra had given Burnley an early lead, but Kelechi Iheanacho was on the mark with a stunning finish to rescue a point for Leicester. Sheffield United beat Aston Villa 1-0 at Bramall Lane, despite Sheffield playing much of the second half with 10 men after the dismissal of Phil Jagielka. The former Republic of Ireland international David McGoldrick scored the only goal. In the Championship, Norwich City are now 10 points clear at the top after a 1-0 win at home to their nearest rivals, Brentford. In Scotland, Rangers scored a late goal to beat Livingston 1-0 in a game where their manager Stephen Gerrard was shown a red card for arguing with the referee. Rangers are now 18 points ahead of Celtic in the league table. And ahead of Liverpool's game with Chelsea tonight, the Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has said the club will not release any players for international duty if they have to quarantine on their return. Now, interesting stories this morning. There appears to be kind of mixed messages about Dublin hosting four games in the European Soccer Championships this summer. The FAI haven't given up on Dublin staging the matches in June, and while UEFA has told the Irish Times they're committed to hosting the championships across 12 European cities, it's also reported UEFA are considering rationalising the 12-city approach. UEFA concedes capacity crowds across the continent are unrealistic for the tournament, but it's reported that last week they informed host cities of a minimum partial attendance of 25%. In the Aviva Stadium, that would mean about 12,000 fans being permitted for the matches featuring Sweden, Slovakia and Poland. Public health officials, though, are not in a position to guarantee that concession, especially as other sports here like GAA and rugby would be understandably seeking equality for their major fixtures by that stage. In athletics, Darren McElhinney is to miss this week's European Indoor Championships in Poland because of an inconclusive coronavirus test. He had been due to run in the men's 3,000 metres. Brian Fay will replace him in that event. In horse racing, jockey Holly Doyle equaled her own record of winning 5 races at one meeting. Fantastic achievement. Doyle notched up 5 consecutive victories at Kempton Park at combined odds of over 2,500 to 1. She looked set to claim an historic 6th win before being caught in the closing stages on the favourite Chinese Whisper in the final race. And finally, racing at home today is at Clonmel. The first race is at 2:20.